Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. China lost more than half of their pork production because of deadly African swine fever. And then our pork exports to China exploded. But now they're getting the disease under control. Hog numbers are up, and they are buying record tons of our soybeans. China's our biggest market. And as they bring back their pork production, they're modernizing their commercial operations. 20 years ago, almost all producers were small, marketing less than 1,000 pigs. And those backyard farms will be gone now. Mega farms are the future in China. They have only 9% of the world's cropland and 20% of the world's population. And that means, without any question, China will continue to be a major food importer. I open today's program by bringing up China's struggle with African swine fever. We need to guard against that deadly disease. It is not a threat to people, but our pigs need to worry. There are cases in the Dominican Republic and other Caribbean countries not very far from our coast. New subject, food stamps. The Biden administration has announced a huge food stamp increase. A family of four can receive $835 per month, and that is a 27% increase over the pre-pandemic level. Our objective is to make it possible for recipients to buy healthier food, but they probably won't do that. I'm not against food stamps. Some families need that support, and the school lunch program is very helpful too. From a farmer's point of view, a food producer, we want to feed the people. That's our market. We just don't want to unnecessarily increase dependency. And finally, the news is dominated by Afghanistan. Our effort to bring our citizens home safely, and let's not forget about our allies. There are 20,000 or more that are frantic to escape. And of course, we also want to rescue the Afghans that work for us. They're not safe either, as the Taliban takes control of everything. And besides our concern about citizen safety, we have left behind billions of dollars worth of military equipment. Guns, armored vehicles, Black Hawk helicopters, drones, and sophisticated technology. Taliban has all of that now. Our chaotic departure is a costly international disgrace. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.